Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about the Chinese New Year with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. This book is called The Runaway Walk by Ying Chang Compostine. One Chinese New Year's Eve, a poor couple sent their son, Ming, to the market. "Trade these last few eggs for a bag of rice," said Mama Zhang. "Then we can make some stir-fried rice to share with our neighbors."
"It won't be much of a celebration again this year," Papa Zhang said with a sigh. "You'd think that by working for Mr. Li, the richest man in Beijing, we would have enough to invite everyone over for the New Year's feast."
Ming hurried off, eager to do his mother's bidding. It saddened him to see his hard-working parents being cheated by the greedy Mr. Li. As he walked, he daydreamed about what a real feast would be like, and how nice it would be to have just one new toy to share with his friends. A small old man stopped Ming near the market.
"Hello, son. I see you have some eggs there. I will trade you this wok for them."
"No," said Ming, "I need rice. Besides, your wok is rusted and has no handle. Now, just so you know, a wok is a big pot that people cook stir-fries in."
Just then, the wok sang out, "Boy, boy, trade for me. I am more than what you see." Ming had never heard a wok sing. He thought, "This wok is magic. If it can sing, it must be able to do other amazing things." So he made the trade. The old man sauntered off, chuckling happily to himself.
Ming's mother was not happy. "Why did you trade for this battered old wok? What are we going to cook in it?" Before Ming could answer, the wok sang out, "Mother, make me shine so bright, and you shall have food to share tonight."
"See, Mama," said Ming, "it's a special wok."
"Let's do what it says," said Papa Zhang. "We are all hungry." So Mama Zhang washed and polished the wok until it sparkled. Then she set it on the table. To their surprise, it rolled off the table and out the door.
"Where are you going?" cried Mama Zhang.
"Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the rich man's wife I go," sang the wok, and it briskly hopped down the road.
The wok skipped all the way to the Li kitchen. Mrs. Li was overseeing the servants prepare the New Year's feast for her family. The Lees never shared their food with anyone. The wok plopped down on the counter.
"Where did this come from?" asked Mrs. Li.
No one knew.
"Well, put it to good use," she ordered. "It will make a nice serving bowl."
So the servants put in the wok festive stir-fried rice, pork dumplings, kung pao chicken, steamed buns, and walnut shrimp. There was still room for more. They added lifelong noodles, ginger fish, and rice cakes. Yet still there was room for more.
"Keep filling it," commanded Mrs. Li. "I must go change for the party."
No sooner had the servant set the last bit of food in the wok than it jumped out the window.
"Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the poor man's house I go," sang the wok as it trotted down the road brimming with delicious food.
The Zhang family could hardly believe their eyes. They gleefully removed the food and set up a big feast. As soon as it was empty, the wok rolled out to their courtyard.
"Where are you going?" cried Ming.
"Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the rich man's son I go," sang the wok as it galloped away.
The wok caught up with the rich man's son, Lan, at the market, who, though he had many toys, he never shared them with other children. The wok blocked the road in front of them.
"What's this?" wondered Lan. "I could use it to hold all my goodies."
And without bothering to find the owner, the chubby boy grabbed the wok. Lan bought fireworks, toy dragons, cymbals, and drums.
He piled them into the wok, and there was still room for more. So he bought lanterns, yo-yos, and kites. Finally, his weak arms grew tired, and he headed home. When Lan arrived home, he put down the wok and went to find his mother. No sooner had he turned his back than the wok hopped away. Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the poor man's house I go. It pranced all the way back to the Zhang's house with all the goodies safe inside. Ming bounced with joy as he emptied the wok. "There are enough toys here for all of my friends," he exclaimed. The wok rolled over to the door and out of their courtyard once again. "Where are you going?" called Mr. Zhang. "Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the rich man's house I go," sang the wok as it spun down the road. The wok arrived at Mr. Li's shop just as he was counting the money he had cheated out of the poor people of Beijing. It leaped through the window and landed on the counter in front of him. "Well, here's a nice pot to hold my money." Mr. Li put handful after handful of gold coins into the wok, and there was still room for more. He dragged out a bag from under his counter and dumped all those coins into it, too. No sooner had Mr. Li emptied the last of his coins into the wok than it jumped out the window. "Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the poor man's house I go." It scooted down the road all the way back to the Zhang's house with all the money safe inside. Ming and his parents danced with delight. They invited all the poor people in Beijing to their New Year's feast. Mother Zhang served the food, Father Zhang divided the coins up among the families, and Ming handed out the toys to all the children. In the middle of the party, without anyone noticing, the wok slid out the door. "Skippity-hoppity-ho, to the rich man's house I go." It hopped to the Li's house, where the father and mother and their spoiled son were weeping and wailing and blaming each other for their misfortune. When they saw the wok, they jumped up. "There is the wok that took all our food," cried Mrs. Li. "And my toys," whined the boy. "I'll break it for stealing our gold," vowed Mr. Li. The wok sang out, "I dare you three to try and catch me." The Li family chased after the wok. Chubby Lan couldn't make it very far without losing his breath. And Mrs. Li had trouble running in her fancy shoes. "Ow! Ow!" But Mr. Li finally caught up with it. To stop the wok, he jumped inside, pressing it to the ground. "Now I've got you," he growled. "Wait for me," called Mrs. Li. "I will teach that wok a lesson." Mr. Li tried to get up, but found that he was stuck inside. When Mrs. Li grabbed his legs to pull him out, she slipped into the wok, too. Chubby Lan finally arrived, out of breath. "Help! Help! Pull us out!" cried his parents. Lan grabbed their legs, but lost his balance, and he fell inside with them.
"Skippity-hoppity-ho, too far away I will go," sang the wok as it tumbled down the road with the Li family inside, legs waving in the air. Dragon dancers' drums boomed, cymbals crashed, and fireworks banged, drowning out the Li family's cries. No one noticed as the wok sped off to the distant hills. The Li family was never seen again in Beijing. As for the Zhang family, they opened a shop selling woks of all different sizes and styles. Every year, they hosted a glorious New Year's feast for all of their family and friends. And to think that it all started with a rusted wok with no handle. The end. So today we're learning about the Chinese New Year. Did you know that that is one of the most important holidays in China? It starts on a different day each year, and this year
It begins on January 23rd, which is tomorrow, and it lasts for 15 days. The history behind it is that a long, long time ago, Buddha asked all the animals to have a party with him on Chinese New Year. 12 animals came, and Buddha named a year after each one of them. And the people who are born each year would have some of that animal's personality. For example, this year is the year of the dragon. People born in the year of the dragon are brave and creative. Now, how do we celebrate the Chinese New Year? Well, we wear red clothes. In China, the color red means fire, and it scares away bad luck. That's also why sometimes you'll see fireworks. That fire also scares away the bad luck. The New Year is also a good time for being with your family. Everyone has a feast on the New Year's Eve. They hang lanterns at the end of the 15 days, and they'll make a really big dragon, 100 feet long, out of paper and silk and bamboo, and a bunch of young men will carry it from underneath and dance with it down the streets. Now today, we're going to figure out which animal we are. Now, take a moment. Do you know which year you were born? If not, ask a parent real quick. I'll wait. Do we know? Okay. So if you were born in 2001, then you were born in the year of the snake. Snakes really like to be with other people, and they're also pretty smart. If you were born in 2002, you are a horse. Horses like to do things on their own. They also really like going places. Do you like to go with your parents shopping? If 2003 is the year you were born, then you are a goat or a sheep. They're kind of shy, but really nice. You're happy doing pretty much anything, huh? If you were born in 2004, you were born in the year of the monkey. Oh boy! Monkeys are full of energy, and they are all kinds of fun. You just bounce off the walls, don't you? If you were born in the year 2005, you were born in the year of the rooster. Roosters work really hard, and they also pay close attention to things that happen around them. If it was 2006, then you are a dog. Dogs will do anything they can to help people that they like. They're also very nice and very patient. Is 2007 the year you were born? If you were, then you were born in the year of the rat. Rats are very smart and very good at convincing people to do things. If you have ever convinced your mom to let you eat dessert before dinner, then you might be a rat. If you were born in 2009, then that would make you an ox, which was a cow. Which is pretty cool. It means that you may be patient and nice, but a little stubborn. Do you put up a fight when you don't want to do something? Were you born in 2010? Then you're a tiger. Tigers are also brave and good at taking charge. Do you order around your brothers or sisters? I don't expect you were born last year, in 2011, but if you were, or if your brother or sister was, then he or she is a rabbit. They are very sweet and also popular. Everyone tends to like them. And anyone born this year will be a dragon. You know, I was born in the year of the dragon. And like I said before, dragons are brave and creative. Speaking of being creative, and of dancing dragons. How about we play some music and dance along to that?
I can sing
better.
I can knit a scarf,
but you can't knit a sweater.
When I'm underwater, I couldn't be wetter.
Never go swimming in a mohair sweater.
I can dance faster. Tried to keep up,
but it was a disaster.
One more move and I'm gonna be the master.
So crank it up loud on the ghetto blaster.
I can eat more when it's not fresh
from a local store.
There's a little town in Labrador where she sells seashells by the shoe store.
I can speak quicker.
Imagine I made a new way to make everyone currently frowning snicker.
And on the guitar, he could be a little slicker.
But Jimmy always said I was a good flat picker.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Get out of the cage. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Sharks.
See you.
Hungry sharks.
Cicalitella.
Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack.
Gotcha.
You are my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Under palm trees, hiding away. Silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. So small and round, there are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about the Chinese New Year, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!